Big day, night,
big
yesterday
night. Yes,
for
it was a big day.
Brendan Favola.
Emotionally draining it was.
I bet it was. You are now officially inducted into the Carlton Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I was a bit nervous walking up the escalators into the Palladium where the last time I represented Carlton at one of those functions was the Brownlow. So I hadn't had my Hall of Fame gong yet, so there was still time to stuff it up.
Can we just relive
well
that
behaved.
Moment, Fev, if you don't mind?
Oh. What a night. What a night that was.
What a night.
At least I remember last night. It was a great night. Family, it was all there, all Carlton supporters, all the team, old past players that I played with. So it was it. It was a very special night. So something I'll never forget.
So we missed a lot of it. But James Blake, senior producer, this morning he's a millionaire escort, which is he's definitely going up in the world.
Yeah.
But he was there and he was able to capture some audio. So here are some highlights from your big speech last night.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Brendan Favola.
What an honour to be part of this great club in the first place, and then to be named as a Hall of Famer. I was just so honoured.
You thoroughly deserve it, mate. You absolutely do.
You know, I come from a pretty humble background. Narre Warren, got a statue there, guys. If you want to go down and look at it before it gets wrecked, because it is in Narre Warren. I don't know how long it's going to last. Anyway, I remember running out my first game at the MCG against Collingwood, and I'd never heard a roar like it. And then that famous song comes on, the Carlton theme song, and something happens to your body, and the blokes in the room who have experienced that would understand, and the people in the that sit in the crowd would understand to an extent.
By gee, you have packed in some living.
Oh, here we go. Dennis always said you've got to have some strings to your bow, Richo.
By gee, do you have some strings?
We've got two world records, which is interesting. That was Rob Gronkowski's record where he caught a gridiron ball from the sky. He caught it at 170 metres, and I said on radio like an idiot, that can't be that hard. And it wasn't. I've got another world record for something else on radio, which is good. So,
you've got your own beer?
I do. Yeah, I've got my own beer there every day, Australia. Get out and get it. who would have ever thought I'd own my own beer, eh? I drink enough of it, so I thought I might as well own a beer company, which is going well.
Some thank yous, mate. Take it over.
Oh, my God, I'm going to get emotional here. Mum, you gave up a lot when I was a kid. You quit your job to drive me around everywhere when I had to be at different places for footy. And Dad, you didn't know much about footy. I do remember going to watch Dad play the Narre Warren Twos. He never played footy before. He sat on the bench for three quarters. He ran on. They kicked him the ball and it hit him in the head. So he wasn't much of a footballer, but he did coach me in the under-10s because no one else wanted to coach. And to this day, it was the only best and fairest I ever won. So thanks, Dad. To my brother, Jace, I know it's been hard having a brother that played footy, but my brother's a firefighter. He saves lives every day, and I'm proud of him. Thank you to my family, to my wife, Alex. God. I said to her when I took her back, if she stuffs up again, she's done. We have been on a big journey. We've been together for over 20 years now. I remember when I was in Yarrawonga and I was balls deep in debt, had no money. We weren't together. She was paying my rent in Yarrawonga, paying for the car that I was driving, and we weren't even together. She supported me through everything, and I actually don't know where I'd be without you. So I love you. Thank you for everything you've done for my footy career. I love our fans, I love our footy club, and I'm so honoured to be a Carlton Hall of Famer. Thank you.
Wow. Beautiful. What a beautiful moment, a beautiful night.
Makes me emotional now.
Yeah,
it was a beautiful night because you'd look at all the fans, and the fans are the backbone. I said that last night of the footy club, and, you know, I loved our fans, and we didn't have much to cheer for, you know, through most of my career because we weren't very good. But I loved kicking goals and loved watching the fans get up and about. And I suppose with the family, because you don't really see the players' families, and mum did give up her job when I was really young. She had a really good job in the city. And I had to go to places for training. So we used to train down the peninsula. We trained at Dandenong. I couldn't get there. And mum quit her job, and she ended up cleaning like toilets for a job, just to put food on the table for us, because she wanted me to succeed. So the sacrifices that your family go through, and you'd all get it when your kids get a bit old and you drive tricks to horse racing and then ballet and stuff. And it takes a lot of time, and you've got to be devoted to your kids. And, you know, I wouldn't have been able to have the footy career that I had without mum and dad sacrificing that. So it's good. And I did say, because I was such an idiot, I won't swear, in my footy career, I left Carlton, didn't get a last game, didn't get a send-off, didn't go to the best and fairest because it was just after the Brownlow. Then I went to Brisbane, didn't get a last game, didn't get invited to the BNF, got sacked, and then the AFL never gave me a lap of honour. At the, you know, all retired players go around the ground for a lap of honour. Never got one of them because they didn't want me to do it. So I never really got a send-off that every other player has and gets to speak to the players beforehand. So I said to the girls before we went down to the Palladium, this was my retirement. This is like saying thank you, because my parents and my family never got that chance to see or hear me do my last speech or my last game. So I was so grateful I got to do that in front of them, because I never got the chance to, because of what I did back in when I was silly boy. So it was I was really, really, really emotional, and it was just good to say goodbye and thank all the fans and my family, which was really cute. It was good.
It
was something I'll never forget. And I got that forever now, which is cool.
Now that you're never going to play football again, because you said that last year.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to walk around with the Hoff on my back.
Definitely not ever playing football again.
Never play footy again?
Never play footy again.
No, I retired.
Okay.
Retired, but if anyone wants to pay some cash for a game, send me a DM.
It is Fifi Fevenier.